Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Gimel, the 13th chapter. This is a very tragic Perek. It is the story of Amnon Tamar and the aftermath of that story. We know that the firstborn child of David, the firstborn boy, is a man by the name of Amnon to Ahinoam HaYisraelis. What happens is that he falls in love with his half-sister, whose name is Tamar, the sister of Avshalom. Avshalom and Tamar are the daughter and son of Maacha, who's married from the daughter of the king of Geshur. And what happens is Amnon falls in love with her to the degree that he becomes sick, that he with love for her. He has a friend or a counselor. His name is Yonadav ben Shima, who's the Tanakh tells us is a very clever person. He's going to be an interesting narrator figure in this perek as well. And Yonadav suggests to him that what you should do is you should get into bed as sick. And when your father comes to you, ask that Tamar prepares for you a meal. Okay, not sure what Yonadav is actually intending to be at the outcome. Nonetheless, Amnon does exactly that. He falls to bed, and when his father asks him what he would like, he says, please have Tamar come bring me a meal. So Tamar comes, and she, prepares the meal from scratch. She does all the preparations in front of him. And when she's preparing, she leaves the meal for him. He says, no, please send everybody out. Everybody leaves, and as she brings the meal to him, he grabs hold of her. And she begs him, and she says, please, don't do this. Don't take advantage of me. Don't perform al ta'aseh asa nevala hazos. Don't do this terrible, disgraceful act. Where will we be able to hide the shame that you would do this in Israel? Nonetheless, he tragically, and it's painful to actually read this and to think about this, he did not listen to her, and he rapes her. He rapes his half-sister. But something strange happens, and that the moment he, afterwards, after he's raped her, he hates her. And the Tanakh tells us that the hate that he has is more passionate than the love that he had for her beforehand, or the lust that he had for her beforehand. To the degree that he tells the young man, his mishares, his servant, to kick her out of the house and lock the door behind her. He doesn't want to speak to her anymore. And so it is, she's kicked out, and she takes her outer garment, her kesones pasim, which is brings us back to Yosef already, this colored garment, and which the unmarried woman would wear, and she rips it, and she puts ashes on her face as if she's in mourning, and she goes out and cries a terrible cry. And Avshalom, her brother, realizes what's happened, and asks her, and when he hears about this, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say good, he doesn't say bad, he keeps it quiet to himself, and he hates Amnon, his half-brother, for having done this to his sister. What happens is that a little while later, not too long later, Avshalom is in charge of doing the sheep shearing, and he asks his father if he's going to come, he asks all his brothers, all the Bnei HaMelech, or his brothers and half-brothers to come with him, and Avshalom even invites the king. But the king says, no, I don't want to be a burden to you. And Avshalom says, well, no worries, please, I can take care of it, all the brothers, that'll be fine. And he asks that Amnon comes with him. Okay, the king says, Amnon, in the meantime, Avshalom gives the commands to his young men that to get Amnon drunk, and when he's drunk, kill him. And that's what happens. When Amnon is drunk, he is murdered. And all the sons of the Melech, the rest of his brothers, because remember Amnon is the crown prince, all flee. And David Melech gets this message, must be a convoluted message, that all his children were killed. He believes that Avshalom has killed the rest of them for the sake of the throne. And he tears his garments. He's in a terrible state of mourning. And Yonadav comes in again. Yonadav is our narrator, sounds like a sort of our second narrator, and says, don't worry, it wasn't that all the king's children were killed, all the king's sons. It was only Amnon because of what he did to Tamar. And David HaMelech is still terribly in a terrible sense of pain. Avshalom runs back to Geshur, which is where he originally comes from, and seeks refuge from them. And in the meantime, we're told that David HaMelech cries and mourns Amnon for all of his life. And 3 years later, he no longer goes and pursues Avshalom ki nicham al Amnon ki meis, that in a certain sense that he was able to get some solace over Amnon. Now this is like a very, very tragic and sad perek. There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to this. One thing to think about is that there's the strange switch over that occurs in Amnon from the moment he loves her so dearly that he gets sick thinking about her and not having a child and not having a relationship with her. And then the moment he has a relationship with her and he rapes her, he hates her so much. What is really going on over here? So Rashi says, quoting a Medrash, that in their intimate relationship, somehow he was affected physically, and it hurt him in a way which now made him impotent in future. And so therefore, as a result of that injury, that's why he hates her so much. The Metzudah Sion adds us another opportunity, and that is, no, she cursed him. She called him an avala that he was doing this, and that hurt him so much, or not hurt him, it hurt his pride and ego so much that it turned into hate. The Radak says something, it gives a third option, which is kind of like makes us think a little bit, and that is that really, in a sense, they didn't really have a choice in this. Meaning, the fact that he turned to hating her was part of God's plan, because God was facilitating the punishment to David HaMelech that there would be tragedy within his own house. There would be swords. There would be incest in his own house as a result of his relationship with Bathsheba, which is a terrifying thought, because that puts a sort of deterministic principle onto the other lives of other people, all those neshamas which had to live in his life. Very scary concept. The one question I just want to leave with when thinking about this is really a very, very profound idea. And that is the following. It's interesting that David HaMelech doesn't respond to the rape. Do you notice that? The only thing David HaMelech responds to is the murder of his son Amnon and the terrible pain that he goes through then. Why did David HaMelech not respond to the rape? Why did David HaMelech not call over Amnon? Why did he not rebuke him? Why wasn't this something which everybody was talking about? So Al-Sheikh says something which is so terrifying, so painful to read, but so true of the situation. There was a very simple reason David HaMelech could not say anything to Amnon about the situation. David HaMelech could not call out Amnon and say, Amnon, what are you doing having a relationship, an illicit relationship with a girl? Can't you control yourself? You know why he couldn't say that? It's because the entire Israel would say, David HaMelech, who's giving the Musar? Wasn't the other day, didn't you, Bathsheba? David HaMelech was locked by his own circumstances, which means, if you think about this deeply, what the Al-Sheikh is saying, is that ultimately a direct consequence of his relationship with Bathsheba was his inability to fix this situation in the way it should have been fixed requisitely. And if you think about that for a moment, how terrifyingly painful that is, what's the result of David HaMelech not saying anything to Amnon? Well, Tamar had a brother. The brother's name was Avshalom. Avshalom sees that when Amnon, the firstborn son, takes advantage of his sister and David HaMelech doesn't say anything, Avshalom isn't thinking about why David HaMelech can't say that. He thinks that his father doesn't really care. Avshalom is going to be the rebellion against David himself. Remember when David HaMelech said, and he proclaimed about that shepherd that Nosson HaNavi told him about, David HaMelech says that he should pay back four times the amount of that kivsa, of that lamb, which had been taken from the poor man. And Rashi had said, what's the four times? It's the child he loses from Bathsheba. It's Amnon, Tamar, and Avshalom. Well, here it is. It wasn't even a punishment. It was a direct consequence. That's what the Al-Sheikh is saying over here. And this sets up for us the next stage of this terrible unraveling of the family as a result of David HaMelech's actions. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.